Do you think abortion should be decriminalised? Most Australians would support that. They're actually pro-choice. This comes from research which is out today. Interesting this, because abortion is only decriminalised in Victoria and the ACT. And right now, a young Queensland couple is being prosecuted for the illegal use of the abortion drug RU486. The Queensland state government's made it clear it won't be changing the law, and politicians around the country fear the electoral backlash of making such a move. Melbourne sociologist Dr. Catherine Betts has been looking at the opinion polls, and she joins me now. Catherine, welcome. What do the numbers say to you about public views on decriminalising abortion?
Well, the results do alter a little bit according to how the question is phrased. But if you put it in terms of a woman should have the right to choose whether or not she has an abortion, about three quarters of us say yes, and people in Queensland are just the same as everybody else. Indeed, people living in Brisbane are rather more liberal than most.
How robust is this research? Because it occurs to me that political parties do a lot of polling pretty much all the time.
Yes, indeed, and one wonders what results they're finding and that they haven't published. But this particular piece that I've written draws on the Australian Elections Study, which is conducted by researchers associated with the Australian National University. They do this after every election. So since 1987, they've been asking people, it's a slightly different question where you have a variety of options, one of which is a woman should be able to obtain an abortion readily when they want one, or abortion should be allowed only in special circumstances, or abortion should not be allowed under any circumstances. And this has consistently shown that opinion has liberalised since 1987, and after the mid-90s, about 55 to 59% of people were choosing that first option. A woman should be able to obtain an abortion readily when they want one. And a further third say that it should be available in special circumstances. So that's almost everybody thinks that abortion should be available to people who need it, though some would put some sort of qualifications on circumstances. And as I say, this holds across Australia. There is no area that, you know, stands out as being more anti-choice, and the people of Brisbane, in fact, are right out there in front with 63% thinking a woman should be able to obtain an abortion readily when they want one.
So state governments shouldn't be fearing a potential voter backlash, and perhaps it could be argued there by not acting to decriminalise abortion in most of our jurisdictions, they're not representing the views of the majority of the electorate?
I think that's absolutely the case. A special poll was done by the Auspol company, which is just of Queensland, and it was over 1,000 voters. It was done in May this year after Tegan Leach and Sergey Brennan had been charged. And it found that a lot of people didn't even know that abortion was illegal. They also asked about whether people would change their vote based on this. And of course, you know, abortion is not the top of mind issue for most voters when they go to the polls. There's health and education are usually, you know, way out there in front. But it found that some people would vote against a pro-choice candidate, more people would vote for them. And there were more votes to be won from supporting choice than there were to be lost.
On Life Matters today, my guest is Dr. Catherine Betts. She's a sociologist from Swinburne University, and she's published an article in the journal People and Place today, which essentially does an analysis of where we are in terms of how we feel about whether women should have the right to choose to have an abortion. It's worth noting, of course, that in most jurisdictions in Australia, abortion has not been decriminalised, although abortions are widely available. They are mostly still on the criminal code. Only in two of our jurisdictions, Victoria and the ACT, is that not the case. Catherine, I mentioned Victoria and the ACT. Both of those jurisdictions have acted to decriminalise abortion. Have those decisions been tested at the polls?
No. I'm not certain about the ACT because I'm not certain about the dates there, but the Victorian state government has not faced the polls since they changed the law last year. But the sun still rises in the morning. There hasn't been a large public outcry. It doesn't seem to be a top-of-mind issue. I would be most surprised, based on the results of these polls, if it were to have an adverse effect. I think what we find is that there is a small organised lobby that is anti-choice, and that they can make quite a lot of fuss, and they can perhaps look larger than they actually are, and this can be frightening. But it's basically associated with people from the Pentecostal churches and the Baptist churches. The Pentecostalists are the most fervent in their anti-choice position. It's interesting that about 45% of Catholics think that a woman should be able to have an abortion readily when they want one. So you wouldn't expect a huge backlash from Catholic voters, which is not to say that the Catholic hierarchy doesn't take a strong stand on this, but it's not one where they seem to have the ordinary Catholic people behind them.
So from the politician's point of view, they may well know this themselves anyway, because they, as we have mentioned, they do extensive polling. But they may have decided that though the numbers are robust and there's widespread support for women being able to have an abortion readily, that it's not worth the bother. They'd rather not have the fight about it.
Well, I think there is this problem of stepping off the conventional left-right spectrum of economic issues. You know, on the left we favour a larger involvement for the state and higher payments for social welfare, and on the right we favour free markets. And while both left and right have sort of converged on a free market position, so it's rather hard for the ordinary person to tell what's left and what's right anymore, then nonetheless they feel happiest sticking to these economic issues because they feel that they can predict what happens. But if you step off those economic issues and you start talking about divorce and families and abortion and boat people and a whole lot of questions that don't readily line up as left versus right, well, then there is this sort of feeling of uncertainty that maybe you'll lose more votes than you actually gain. But the research shows, especially this Auspol poll, which was quite interesting, that I think they sort of boiled it down to, you know, Queensland, and a Labor candidate that was pro-choice would gain net 1%, and a Liberal National Party that was pro-choice would gain net 2% of votes.
That is really interesting. I'm wondering if one of the reasons why more jurisdictions haven't acted to change the law is that these issues tend to be matters of conscience, don't they? They tend to be conscience votes rather than parties having a party line.
Indeed, yes, and I know that obviously there are people in the federal parliament and the state parliament who have a strong position that's anti-choice, which is based on conscience. But here again, the Australian election studies are interesting because they have surveyed the candidates who stand for federal elections. We don't know about those who stand for state parliaments, but it would be strange if they were very unlike the people who ran for federal parliaments. And basically, people who stand for office in the federal parliament are more liberal than the people who actually vote for them. Now, there are exceptions to that. The people who stand for the Family First Party, for example, are extremely anti-choice. And amongst people who stand for the Liberal and National parties, there are larger pockets that are anti-choice. But most people who stand for office for the federal parliament are pro-choice, and indeed more pro-choice than the people who actually vote for them.
Catherine, it's been really interesting, very interesting paper. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
That's Dr. Catherine Betts. She's a sociologist at Swinburne University. She's been doing some research, really looking at the numbers on where we are in terms of attitudes towards abortion, and her research is published today in the article People and Place. If someone rang you up and did a poll on this, what would you say? Get in touch, abc.net.au/rn/lifematters, or give us a ring, 02-833-1430. We can tell, by the way, when pressure groups hit the email or the guest book, we can work it out. But I don't need to tell you that, because you would never do that.